This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. The diplomatic and economic center of the universe comes here to Southern California tomorrow. President Obama and Chinese leader Xi Jinping are going to go out to the desert resorts east of L.A. for a couple of days worth of bonding. All right, that's overstating it, perhaps. But the White House has been clear in its hopes that a less formal setting outside Washington, that is, will be more likely to produce results on a whole raft of thorny issues. Our China correspondent Rob Schmitz has this rundown of the relationship between the world's two biggest economies.
First, what's not working in the relationship between the U.S. and China?
Cybersecurity.
Patrick Shrivanik is chief strategist at Silvercrest Asset Management. He says reports that China's military stole terabytes of secret data from U.S. businesses will be at the top of President Obama's agenda.
It has emerged very rapidly as an existential threat to the U.S., both in economic and in military terms.
Shrivanik says getting President Xi to acknowledge this is a problem would be considered a success for the U.S. But first, Xi will want to bring up what's not working for China.
China has reason to believe that the U.S. doesn't trust a rising China and that the U.S. is trying to restrain or contain China.
Fudan University's Xin Chang says President Xi will be looking for a more open dialogue on China's territorial disputes with its neighbors. President Xi is also seeking help to make it easier for Chinese companies to invest in the United States without creating panic in Congress. It may seem like a big to-do list for both sides, but there's hope, because what is working between the U.S. and China is the direction China's economy is headed, says Patrick Shrivanik.
Where Chinese leaders are increasingly realizing that China's economy needs to go is exactly where U.S. leaders want it to go.
Remember the fury over China manipulating its currency to keep its exports cheap? Not an issue anymore, says Shrivanik. China's appreciated its currency to curb inflation, and that's made U.S. products more affordable for the world's largest rising consumer class, a situation both sides are sure to be happy about. In Shanghai, I'm Rob Schmitz for Marketplace.